Time for Politics Wednesday with Mark Mitchell and Ginny Anderson. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Morning, Ginny.
Are you ready to play a good game, you guys?
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Here we go. Here we go. Now, here's the latest text, and I thought this is not a bad idea. Morning, Mike. Interesting chat around the MP's remuneration. You say we need to pay high to attract good people. You also say a good number of people don't need the money, which gave me this idea. They set their own salary, literally in a range from $1 right to whatever the highest amount is. Let's see how many of them actually have principles and stick to their claims. Right. Mark, name me your salary. If you could set your own salary, what do you reckon you're worth?
Look, I don't... Look, I'm going to try.
Come on, stopping a pussy, harden up, give us a number.
Look, the reason why we have an independent authority is for that very reason, is that they will decide and set in terms of what we're worth. And, and it's important that politicians can't interfere with that and they don't have that say. And,
no, I agree with all of that. But this is the Mike Hosking Breakfast. This is the game. We're not going to hold you to it. See, I would be more than happy. I reckon...
Play, how about we play if you play too, Mike? Can you tell us like what you get and how much...
No, I'm not going to tell you what I get because that will lead to a share market movement, unfortunately. But if I was a politician... I'd be happy to name what it would. See, I reckon you. See, I'm going to be hated, but I reckon a cabinet minister is worth well in excess of $500,000. If for no other reason, you take into account the responsibility, the pressure, the hours, and the expectations around you, and then you compare it to the wider sector of people who would do something similar and what they earn. I mean, you can't avoid a number like that. When CEOs earn over $2 million on average, rightly or wrongly, a cabinet minister's got to be right up there, don't they?
Oh, look, everyone comes in for different reasons, and I understand what you're saying, because that's what the authority does. It sort of goes out and tries to measure against what the equivalent job would be in the private sector across other countries and things like that. But I don't know. I just, and maybe I'm just being emotive, but me personally, I didn't come into politics for the money. So
yeah, I don't think anyone does that. I don't think anyone does, yeah. But part of what they do, and we talked to the head of the authority this morning, he said, and part of what they take into account is it's got to be an attractant to some level. Otherwise, the only people who ever run the country are people who are wealthy enough not to have to work, and you don't want that.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do agree with that, and I do agree too. I mean, I look across the house, and you know, my colleagues do work very hard, and they work long hours. But then again, I look at when I was a very proud member of the New Zealand Police and a police dog handler and AOS member sort of covering from Ruatoa to Waira. I worked enormous hours in a dangerous profession. So, I don't know. It's a really tough one. But certainly, I think from my perspective, it's certainly come at an awkward time because we're doing it tough as a country.
Yeah.
And we're trying to work as hard as we can to get ourselves back on track. And we will get ourselves back on track.
Right.
But Ginny, at the end of the day, I'm just pleased, Mike, that it's not for the politicians to decide, it's for an independent body to do
that. What do you say, Ginny? What do you reckon you're worth? What do you reckon a cabinet minister's worth, having been one, and what do you reckon you're worth now as a backbencher?
It's really hard to quantify what that is, but you're not, I think I worked it out once, and it's not, you're barely getting living wage when you add up your hours. Some of those weeks you're doing 70 to 80 hours easily. And even now, as an opposition, front bench opposition, I would easily do, 65, 70 hours a week work. So, it's not a job where you muck around or some people do, but, I don't. I think, most people...
Name me the ones who muck around.
There's a few in National, I reckon. I've been watching them, and there's a few slackers. I reckon that guy up the Company Coast looks like he just had to eat his lunch.
In my experience in life, Mike, the ones that are pointing the finger at people mucking around are normally the ones that are mucking around.
They're the ones that are mucking around.
You guys,
as a score in playing this game, have been completely and utterly useless. So... I don't know. I don't understand why you don't sort of defend yourselves, because at the end of the day, all jobs are worth something, and you guys work hard, whether we agree with you or not. And yes, you're all there for the right reasons, and I get that bit, and I get that it's done independently. But we get into this weird business where we can't just say, I tell you what, I reckon I'm worth a couple of $100,000 all day long, and be comfortable with that.
Kiwis are doing it really tough right now. The cost of living crisis is biting people. So I think there's a general reluctance to talk about how much you're worth when we know that on a day-to-day basis, families who are losing potentially school lunches, free kids on buses, you know, all that transport's gone as of today. You know, there are families who will really struggle to put food on the table each week. And so that's where my most thoughts are, not about how much money I can generate from being in here, but how as a country we think about those people who are currently struggling just to pay rent or mortgages.
Ginny, your thoughts today on James Shaw?
He's a good guy. He's a friend. I've enjoyed working with him, and he's really passionate. He's, you know, he's a good straight down the middle politician who's worked really hard and who's passionate about climate change and trying to get New Zealand on the right pathway to being carbon neutral.
Mark,
yeah, I was talking with James yesterday, and he's invited me to his after match function today after his Villa victory. I've always got on really well with him. He's a very nice guy, but look, I think Parliament's brutal, and it'll be interesting to hear his valedictory today in terms of, I think in the media you've seen that he had some real challenges where he thought about resigning his position as minister. So yeah, but I wish him all the best. He has a new job lined up that will be announced in the next
Good.
Couple of days.
Yep. Is that the it's not the Environment Commissioner, is it?
I'm not sure what it is. He said that he had to exit Parliament before he could make that announcement, so we'll wait and see.
Good luck to him. And where's the after party?
Oh, God, he did tell me.
Well, it's not at Bellamy's, obviously, is it?
No,
is there some nightclub?
No, it's off. Yeah, it's off. It's not
Kay Road. It's not Chloe's house, is it?
No, it's not. It's somewhere in Wellington.
Okay,
fair enough. The recycling station, I think.
Did Melissa Lee, Mark, and Penny Simmons strike you as being particularly incompetent before they got sacked?
No, they're not. They're both excellent, competent people. They've been very successful in their private lives before they came into Parliament. They're outstanding parliamentarians. They work very hard. I think the Prime Minister was just very clear about the fact that with two very challenging portfolios, he has reallocated them to senior ministers. They're both still ministers. The disability ministry, that is, I mean, I can't believe what Labour did there. They set this thing up with limited levers of control around spending, lack of financial management.
That's why I asked Jenny, to be fair, and let's not try and make it too political, but in reading what you guys did from health into that individual agency, she was set up to fail. They're a shambles.
Absolutely not.
What happens regularly, and Mark will know this, that if you are watching an allocation of funding as a minister, it is your responsibility to watch that and to go back to Cabinet and report to your colleagues and take a decision. And you weigh up whether you leave funding and it lapses and there's no more and that's fine, or you look at the risks and you look at who's affected by that funding lapsing and you take a decision to continue funding it. This happens on a regular basis in all portfolios. The fault of Penny Simmons is she knew that funding was running out and she sat on her hands. She exposed the Prime Minister, she exposed her own party, and that's why she had to go. She didn't do her job.
So, Mike, Labor set up a ministry in a hurry and was aware that disability support service were not sustainable under those settings. And the Prime Minister has given it to a senior minister to fix that problem and get on top of it.
Okay. The parliamentary whine, are you guys aware of this?
The parliamentary whine?
The parliamentary whine. Parliamentary. They're going to have a parliamentary range of whine.
Right.
Six
not
or
like,
seven.
Like wine, like Mark does.
Do you want to get it? No. No, you put an order in, Mike.
But, well, I was just thinking, there's two or three whites, there's two or three reds, and there's a port. And there's also a method traditional. So it's a revenue it's a revenue generator,
well, I can't
apparently.
Even say that.
Do you drink in the Bellamy's, Mark?
No, I don't, only because I don't. I try to keep alcohol consumption down while it won't work because we eat far too many sausage rolls and other things down here, so I stay away from alcohol.
What about you, Ginny?
So Bellamy's isn't where you drink in Parliament. It's a place called 3.2, so it's like a bar on the third floor. And when I, in my younger years, you would go in there a fair bit, but to be honest, you're working too hard and the bells go at 10 o'clock. You want to get home and get to bed because that's about where I'm at this point in my life. So no, I don't hang out there drinking.
Good luck. Any gossip you get, Mark, from the James Shaw after party tonight, just text me.
Yeah,
I'm up late. I want the good stuff for tomorrow morning, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Nice to see you, Mark Mitchell, Ginny Anderson.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.